This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases Wednesday, setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time just days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases exceeded the record set the previous day and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern they could further worsen the outbreak. Simone Biles' bid for a record 6 gold medals at the Tokyo Games ended abruptly Tuesday when she dropped out of the women's team final after one low-scoring vault and watched as the United States surrendered their title to Russia. The U.S. women had expected to dominate the final as they had not been beaten in a major team competition since 2011. Russia has not won the women's team title since competing as the United Team at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Fully vaccinated people in the United States and European Union will be allowed to travel to England without having to quarantine on arrival, the UK government announced Wednesday. The transport minister tweeted, quote, "We're helping reunite people living in the US and European countries with their family and friends," end quote. He added the policy will begin August 2nd. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, Wednesday, following a visit to Singapore. In Vietnam, Austin is to meet with the country's Minister of Defense, the President, and the Prime Minister. The retired four-star Army General is on a tour of Southeast Asia and hopes to strengthen relationships with U.S. allies in the region. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department said Wednesday it had imposed sanctions on 8 Syrian prisons run by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's intelligence apparatus and 5 senior officials who control the sites where human rights abuses have taken place. The Treasury Department also put sanctions on a Syrian armed group which operates in northern Syria for abuses against civilians, as well as on 2 of the group's leaders, it said in a statement. An official said, quote, "This action demonstrates the United States' strong commitment to targeting human rights abuses in Syria, regardless of the perpetrator," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. At a news briefing, he said peace negotiations over Afghanistan's future must gather pace.
We're both committed to the proposition that there is no military solution to the conflict that afflicts Afghanistan. There has to be a peaceful resolution, which requires the Taliban and the Afghan government to come to the table.
Meanwhile, Russia said Wednesday it was beefing up the combat capabilities of its military base in Tajikistan and training local soldiers, as Moscow warned that Islamic State militants were moving into neighboring Afghanistan. Russia's defense minister was in Tajikistan Wednesday for talks. He said the security situation had rapidly deteriorated in Afghanistan amid a U.S. troop withdrawal. That withdrawal has prompted Moscow to prepare for a potentially major security challenge on the edge of its Muslim-majority Central Asian border. U.S.-Russia strategic stability talks in Geneva Wednesday were, quote, "professional and substantive," end quote, the State Department said in a statement. It added the sides agreed to formally meet again at the end of September after informal consultations. Turkey's Coast Guard has detained 200 migrants, including Afghans and Syrians, who were crossing the Aegean Sea on a fishing boat in an attempt to reach Greece, local media reported. The number was one of the largest reported this year, reflecting a rise in the flow of people seeking refuge in Europe after a lull caused by the pandemic. 231 migrants from Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, Eritrea, Yemen, and Pakistan were stopped by the Turkish Coast Guard near the Greek island of Lesbos, the private DHA news agency reported. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.